blogtalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. It's your show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And
Johnson.
We just have too much fun here on Friday nights. Are we simpletons?
Yeah. I know I am.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now I'm imagining us going around 1-800-259-9231.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun at the freetalklive.com bulletin board system with literally over 4,000 posts now, hundreds of users. I mean, we just crossed the 300 mark a few days ago, and now we're already past 325. So incredible growth there at the freetalklive.com bulletin board system. Check it out. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. So
that's right, because here at Free Talk Live, we like the Free
State Project.
All right, that's enough.
No wonder we don't have any affiliates. 1-800-259-9231. So the Bush budget is where we're going next. And we've got a lot to cover here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can always take over the show and literally bring up anything, political, personal, maybe you got a rant you want to get off your chest.
You know, that whole thing we just did is going to bring out a post from Awaken Free on the BBS. You're going to be like, look, when they don't have any real issues to talk about, they're just filling time with their zany antics.
They're
corporate sellouts. Ian's a fake.
Someone's going to take that and cut it up and make it into some sort of a Free State Project spot later or something.
Probably not.
Send it to us. Hey, it's possible. You know.
Well, as you may know, the President Bush announced the 2006 federal budget. And to hear liberal and conservatives alike, the budget's nothing less than a meat axe poised to slash the federal budget to the very bone. However, the numbers tell a somewhat different story. Tiny cuts. Much ink has been spilled over Bush's pledge to cut or terminate 150 federal programs. And he was touting that big time, and I think it was at his State of the Union address.
Right.
He was talking that up a good game. Yet even if Congress passed each and every one of those 150 cuts, they would reduce the 2006 spending by less than 1%.
Oh, nice.
Empty rhetoric. Pledges to eliminate programs in the past were largely rhetoric. Last year's budget called for ending 65 programs, and only 5 were actually terminated. So it's one thing for Bush to say, I want to cut 150 programs, and then we'll see how many actually do get cut.
You know, he gets rid of the Department of Ruminant Procurement, for example.
Is that for real?
In charge of buying sheep for military weapons testing.
Ruminant? Is that what a sheep is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Spending will still rise, of course. The budget raises overall spending by 3.6% in 2006, even if it's passed without change, and that follows Bush's incredible 33% increase in spending during the past 4 years. Yeah, you heard that right. From 2000 to 2004, Bush increased the federal budget by 33%. That is amazing for a small government fiscal conservative like old George Bush.
Not really. Not if you take into account the fact that he's lying every time he speaks.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Further billions will more be spent on the Iraq crisis and whatever future foreign adventurism the Bush administration engages in. And, of course, the latest on the Iraq spending is that all the Democrats are behind him. Everybody's behind spending more money on Iraq. That's a shocker, huh?
That's ridiculous.
New programs. Bush's budget summary calls for 37 program increases and new initiatives, among them $1.5 billion for more foreign aid, which of course only goes to foreign governments and never ends up helping individuals across the world.
I want to eliminate 150 government programs so we have room for the 209 I will create during
exactly.
My second term.
That's about right. $1.5 billion more for foreign aid, $268 million for coal research. We don't know enough about coal. We've only been mining it for hundreds of years.
Actually, they're talking about Nat King coal.
$260 million for hydrogen research, and $28 billion more for student aid over 10 years. More federal control of private life. The budget includes $100 million to promote healthy marriages and $1.5 billion for a high school initiative.
What do you think they mean by healthy marriages?
I have no idea.
You think
not gay, right? Exactly. Lots of research into how to make not gay marriages. If you're a marriage, shouldn't be gay.
That was kind of weak.
Yeah. I can see. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying there's going to be like a new ad campaign by the federal government.
Pretty much.
The healthy marriage campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
Marriage is
well,
for straights.
And then you know they got to make sure that they teach it a lot in school too. America.
Healthy marriages.
Americans for healthier marriages.
Thinking of getting married this year? Don't be gay. gay marriages hurt children.
You know,
gay marriages help the terrorists. That's where they'll go with
it. You know, if the bride and groom are both wearing a dress at your wedding, then the terrorists have won.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, when we were talking about speaking of this, you know, just something that came to mind about the, you know, freedoms and whatnot. When we were talking about the whole alcohol thing, one of the points that was brought up where I was, you know, hearing that whole story about the alcoholism is that, you know, Europe has a younger drinking age, and that's why there's rampant alcohol and substance abuse problems over in countries where they have the freedom to, you know, choose to drink alcohol or not.
There's not random alcohol abuse over there, is
rampant,
there?
Rampant.
No. Rampant?
Random.
Just random. You can never tell who's going to be a drug addict. It changes from day to day.
You might be a drug addict one day, and the next day, you never know.
One day, you'll just wake up with DTs, and you don't know why.
I'm sorry, where were you going with that?
I was saying that, you know, that...
They're claiming that it's
rampant.
Yeah,
the claim was made that, Europe has some sort of rampant alcoholism.
That's not really the case, though, is it?
I don't believe so, and I'd love to see facts or whatnot, but,
yeah.
You know, to see whether or not that's true, because I don't believe it is. I believe it's exactly the opposite, because they have a younger drinking age.
Right.
And I'd love for someone to call in.
From the Europeans that I've spoken with over the years, it seems like the kids there tend to be raised with kind of like a societal acceptance of alcohol, and it's kind of ingrained in the society, not necessarily that you're supposed to get drunk, but that alcohol is out there, kids, and here's what it is, and, you know, if you want to drink some with dinner, you can go ahead and do that, and that way kids kind of get raised with the respect for alcohol instead of being raised with the prohibitionist kind of mindset of, don't touch it!
Yeah.
Don't touch that!
Right.
And then, of course, kids drink in America.
We
have an epidemic in America, and there's no doubt about that.
Right. In most European countries, the percentage of people who do drink is probably higher than it is here in the United States. That information I would agree with. However, the people who do that, most of them drink responsibly.
Mm.
I know, I have a friend who drinks a couple beers every day, without fail, who lives in the UK. And when he does get drunk, it's very rare, and it happens, you know, in a way that he can handle. There's not a lot of, that I know, just alcoholics who ruin their lives.
So
you
what
know,
you're saying is they don't have keg parties in Europe, basically.
They do, right. But it's just, it doesn't get to the point that it does here.
Right.
You know, where it's a taboo thing.
Well, yeah, here in America, that's the thing to do if you're in high school, is go and drink alcohol.
Alcoholics and drug addicts, for the most part, take what they perceive to be self-destructive actions. It doesn't have anything to do with liking alcohol so much you can't help yourself, for the most part. It has to do with whatever bizarre mental issue you have where you want to destroy your own life. And you're raised in this country to believe that alcohol and drugs are terrible, awful things. So that's where people turn to when they want to start destroying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't understand how to use it in moderation, or even if they do understand it, they refuse to do so.
That's a great point. And our kids today are being hurt by the laws against alcohol. I say we repeal the drinking age.
Definitely.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and the smoking age as well, and legalize all drugs. If you want
decriminalize.
True. Thank you. Decriminalize. If you want to talk about that, dial in. If you want to change the topic, dial in. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Just want to thank Jason for doing a great job back at the studios tonight.
That's right. Way to be on it, man.
He's a fantastic board off. Anyway, this is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Literally, political, personal, we don't care. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott. And Johnson.
And over there you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies have sent in their photos, and we put them on the web because they listen to the show. We're very proud of that fact. So log on, check it out. And if you're a lady listening to the show, join them. All you have to do is email us your picture, and you can log on and get the details there at freetalklive.com. Well, let's go right back to the phones, or back to the fun. We're going to get back into Bush's budget craziness here in a little bit, but let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, lads, got an update for you on the Hampton situation.
Okay, we have to recap. Every time you call, Dave, you have to recap what the Hampton situation is for people that's never heard you before.
There's a 95-year-old lady and her family are being fined, or the city is attempting to fine them almost $200,000 over minor possible zoning violations on the construction of their own home, or the improvements of their own home. And every time this comes up for a hearing, we Free Staters here in New Hampshire and others try to show up at a protest and raise as much heck as we can to make the building inspectors and the building thugs feel as uncomfortable as possible.
Hmm.
Yesterday was a big hearing. They had delayed her hearing the last time that she came up for hearing. They delayed it till this week. And we were able to... Well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is that they had like a preliminary ruling that addresses one-third of the issues that her case involves. And basically they ruled sort of in a way that's bad for her. They ruled that the new structure that they built was a dwelling. It's an administrative ruling, basically, but it makes it a little bit harder for these folks to win their case against the zoning thugs.
Well, they were trying to say that what they'd built, what they'd done is they'd made some modifications to, an area above their garage. The government's trying to claim that it's an apartment, or as you put it, a dwelling. They were trying to claim that it's just a rec room, right?
Exactly. And so they, I think this is probably bad for the good guys. However, on the plus side, the city is obviously scared. They've got attorneys out the wazoo. They spent hours and hours on this one minor issue, and they also complained about the bad press, which is good, and we had a good turnout on the protest.
How many people were there?
18. Just
wow.
The same number as last time.
That's pretty good.
So that's a positive sign, because I was afraid that maybe, you know, one of the reasons they probably continued this from the last hearing date was that they thought, oh, there are all these protesters here, well, we'll just put this off until there are fewer people.
Right, they thought that you'd go away.
Ideally, we want to grow, and being static is pretty good, because usually the natural thing is for you to kind of lose energy on something like this.
That's what they figured would happen. But.
Yes, but we are not going away.
Now, the 18 people that you had, were they the same 18 people as before, or were there some dropped and some new? And
I would say it was probably 50% different people.
Interesting.
Because I think a lot of folks are hard to make it to everything.
Sure.
Right, of course. But that just means that there are even more people who have been to events like this in the past that may come out in the future.
You know, I've been to protests here in the Tampa Bay area where the libertarians were supposed to be there in attendance. And there's usually other people. It's usually anti-war kind of things like that. And so the Greens were there. And the Greens are great about getting people to show up at protests. And the tough part with libertarians is we all have lives and we all have careers. And jobs.
The other thing is, libertarians aren't followers. You know, it's not
true.
Generally, you know, a lot of people that go out to these protests, you know, normally when it's when you go to a normal protest, you can go around and talk to people who have no idea
why they're there
or what's going on. You ask them questions. Here, sign this petition against dihydrogen monoxide.
Right.
You know? Here,
yeah.
Ma'am, sign this petition to end women's suffrage.
Yeah,
you know,
it's time. Yeah, it's really difficult to get libertarians to show up for things like that because we're all busy doing things with our own lives. So the idea that you got 18 of them out there is fantastic. I think it's a major success. But like you said, the decision that was made at the hearing was negative. What's the next step with this lady and her further hearings or whatever?
A third hearing to be held a week from now, Thursday next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, as I understand it. On Thursday, and they'll address, I guess, the second and possibly third issues, and we'll be there for that, too.
And those are what?
I don't know.
Well, they've determined that it's a dwelling, and so now that they've determined it's a dwelling, they're going to levy, I would assume that the fine will be levied at one of these for the next hearings, right?
Right, but keep in mind, no matter what they decide, it's going to go to the courts.
Okay.
So the courts have the ultimate say, and the courts, of course, they continued it the last time it went before them. They said, oh, we don't want to hear this today. And they pushed it back indefinitely, so no one knows when it's going to go to court. The theory is that the court is looking at this and going, you want to fine her? You want to fine her how much? Get this out of our courtroom.
All right, so these hearings then were meetings of the city and county officials who make the regulations, and they're just determining that by their rules it does constitute a dwelling.
This was the fox is having a hearing for the chicken.
Got it. Okay.
So, did you guys get any media coverage when you were there?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure if there was media present this time. Now, we did generate our own media coverage because we have all the numbers for local talk radio and stuff like that. We just get on the radio ourselves, and we are the media ourselves if we feel like it. So I advertised this the day it happened, and then I got on the air about it again today on the local radio station that covers most of New Hampshire.
Very good, sir.
When we don't get media coverage, we do it ourselves. In the past, we've gotten good media coverage, but I haven't heard anything about any media coverage on yesterday. So we may have been blanked yesterday on media coverage.
Well, that's why we need to get Free Talk Live on up there. That way, you can have even more media coverage.
Yeah,
New Hampshire. I know you're working on that too diligently, and we appreciate everything you're doing up there.
Thanks much, guys.
Dave, thank you for everything. Thanks.
Talk
to you later. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I feel like I wish I was home right now. I wish I was in New Hampshire. You know, I feel like that's where we need to be as soon as damn possible. That's some fun stuff, man. Now, have you guys ever gone to a protest before?
Kind of. Speaking of hard to get libertarians to show up at protests and things like that, there was one staged here locally against a city ordinance where it's illegal to gather in public now.
City Ordinance 04-4541.
Yeah.
Okay. Like anyone cares.
Right, exactly. That's why
the reason why I made that point is because the wackaloon who wanted to run the protest, he had it very, very memorized and would always say it. City Ordinance 04-4541 just every single time.
And so
instead of the no 76 people in park anti-constitutional.
Right. Right. What this whole thing is in a government-controlled public area like a park, it is now illegal to gather in groups larger than 75 without getting all kinds of your own insurance and
begging for permission.
Getting permission. You got to get a permit and stuff like that.
You have the right to peaceably assemble.
Especially if it's your park you're paying for.
Right, exactly. It's a constitutional right of yours. That's not private property there.
Right.
So, anyway, he was staging this protest, and he wanted to get 76, 78, 200, however many people he could get. Over 75. And, you know, have them try to enforce the law with all of us there.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
So he was there, and I was there, and Johnson was there. Now, this park was across the street from our house, which is why we were there. And our friend Lindsay was visiting, so she was there. Four people. And Lindsay was only there because she was visiting. We said, you have to come to the park.
Somebody, a listener of the show, Lindsay. A Shriner, even.
Communications broke down, I guess, between someone in the planning of that protest. 1-800-259-9231. Because if you get the greens on something, they'll show up. They got nothing better to do. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The final half hour of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this thing Monday through Saturday, though, six nights a week, live from 7 to 10 Eastern. So join us any one of those six nights. And don't forget, you can always log on at freetalklive.com and grab up an archive if you miss a night. Maybe you missed 10 minutes of the show and you want to hear. Maybe you want to hear yourself, your vein, and you want to listen to your own call. Well, you can grab an archive at freetalklive.com. The last six shows are archived there and fully described, so you can easily find the segment that you were in.
That's very true. It's easy. It's quick and easy and fast and fun and free.
That's right. Free. I like free. Anyway, dial us up, 800-259-9231, and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott.
So we had been earlier in the hour kind of running down this list of lies and half-truths about the Bush 2006 budget that he had presented. And here's a few more of them. This is from the...
Did you just say Bush lied?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Newsflash.
George Bush, our president?
George W. Bush, yeah.
Lied.
Lies. Frequently.
No.
Yeah. Here's some more
about
evidence.
Money?
He's principled.
He's a small government conservative.
He's a compassionate conservative.
He's a Washington outsider, man.
I've never heard that one before. Seriously? Yeah,
that's one of the...
Because he's from Texas?
That was one of his claims. He's like, I'm a Washington outsider.
That was one of his claims.
I wasn't raised in all this. Right, whatever.
Right, buddy.
Uh-huh.
You only went to Yale or whatever it is, right?
Your father bought you a Harvard degree.
Uh-huh.
Your dad was the head of the CIA, and you were the governor of Texas. And
yeah, but when his dad was in the CIA, he was busy back on the ranch, right?
Oh, yeah, back on the ranch.
Well, I don't know what that means, Johnson. Are you having nose troubles?
I don't know.
No, he was putting up like a rail fence.
Rails?
Yeah, rails.
Is it snowing by the rails? All right, more federal control of private life. Again, this is from Cato Institute. The budget includes $100 million to promote healthy marriages and $1.5 billion for a high school initiative. Remember when conservatives used to want to end federal involvement in local schools instead of increasing it? Ah, the good old days. Promises, promises. Some of the Bush budget's toughest cuts are to take place in future years. This is an old budget-making canard. Spend now, promise to cut later. As past budgets indicate, such promises are often forgotten.
Canard?
That's the word they used.
Yeah, I've never heard that word. I know it's the French word for duck, but what?
Maybe that's... I don't know. We'll have to dictionary that one.
Yeah. Normally a lie or just kind of a mistruth.
Could it have anything to do with like a lame duck? No.
Well, anyway, what they're saying is that, and this happens, it happens all the time. They claim that we're going to cut taxes by 10%, and it usually means that 10 years from now we'll cut taxes by 10. You know, by 10 years from now we'll cut them by 10%. We'll start cutting them 5 years from now.
Right.
And then 4 years later, a whole new administration comes in, a whole new crew of slew of Congress people come in or get elected, and then everyone just forgets about the promises.
They're like, oh no, that wasn't me.
Right. Well, we didn't say that.
No, uh-uh.
Right.
Who?
Well, we're changing the plan.
If you wanted that, you would have reelected
me. We are going to give you a budget cut of 10%, but it's going to be another 5 years. That's when we're going to start it. That's how they do it. They just keep putting it off and never getting around to it. Alan Reynolds of the Libertarian Cato Institute sums up the absurdity of the notion that Bush's new budget is anything remotely radical. He said this, when planned spending for 2006 is compared with actual spending in 2001, it becomes ridiculous to pretend there's anything draconian or breathtaking about Mr. Bush's belated tap on the brakes. It's unsurprising and probably understandable that the defense spending rose 38.6% from 2001 to 2006. What's less well known and harder to rationalize is that the spending increase over those same 5 years was 39.8% for education, 41% for the judicial branch, 48.1% for the legislative branch, 56.4% for the state and international aid, and 84.5% for commerce. Even if we measure this spending surge in constant dollars to adjust for inflation, overall spending is projected to rise more than 23% from 2001 to 2006. Since the economy did not grow nearly that much, federal spending will have risen from 18.5% to 19.9% of the GDP. Now, let's translate that. It was 18.5% of the GDP, meaning the average product of each individual in this country, which is, what's it around, like 22,000 now? 21,000 is the GDP?
Something, yeah.
So 18.5% of that is what that was, meaning 18.5% of what you earn on average is spent by the government. And then, and this is the federal government. That doesn't include state governments, doesn't include local governments.
Right.
And now it's 19.9%. So that's a pretty big step up. And they're just going to keep on taking and keep on taking until we're all completely impoverished. This is not a good thing. The more government spends, the less you have to use for your own life. The less you have to create wealth for yourself and your family. And if you can't create the wealth, if you don't have the money, and the government does, you've got to understand they don't create any wealth. It doesn't matter if they have billions of dollars, and they do. They don't make anything out of that. You know, what government agency do you actually get something from?
Yeah, I don't know of any government agency that turns a profit. Are you aware of any?
No. Never heard of one.
No.
I'd love to hear about one. It'd be amazing. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, even the ones that purportedly have products and services, like the Postal Service. First of all, you have to understand that most government agencies don't even have anything that they could turn a profit on.
No.
They don't have a product. They don't have a service. They're worthless bureaucracies. Now, the post office, they have a service. They bring your mail to another destination. They'll sell you pretty envelopes and stamps and all kinds of other doojows trinkets and that sort of thing that they have at their little sales store there. But no matter how much advertising they do to try and bring business to the post office, they can't even turn a profit. No matter the fact that they've got free rent, basically, because their buildings are on federal property, they don't even have to really pay anything to upkeep their buildings, with the exception of maybe pay the power bill and phone bill.
Right.
So they still can't turn a profit, while UPS and FedEx and DHL and Airborne Express, they're all making buku bucks on delivering packages. They deliver them on time, and you get tracking and all that sort of thing.
Right, they have guaranteed on-time delivery, right. And they have to pay for all of their facilities, all of their airplanes, all of their places at the airports where they keep their planes, on top of taxes, because they're not a government organization.
Exactly.
The post office doesn't pay any sales taxes. The post office doesn't pay anything into the government. The post office gets more money from the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, whereas all of these other companies, they're somehow mystically able to have
8 or 9 times the expenses that the post office has.
And still turn a profit.
And still turn a profit.
It's not mystical. It's just the market. It's just the market at work. The wonders of the... I guess it is a little mystical. Because if you really think about it, the free market, or what we have in this country is a semi-free market. The market is an amazing beast. I mean, it really is something that can't even be... It's hard to even fathom what the market is. And we've described it before on the air here. It basically is everyone making individual decisions for their best interest all at once. That's the market. That's how it works.
Right.
UPS does something because it's in UPS's best interest. You use UPS to send your package because it's in your best interest, because maybe they have the best rate, or maybe FedEx does. You're making a choice because it benefits you. And so are millions of other people making various different choices about various different products and services at any given moment in time in this country. That's what creates the market. Everyone working towards their best interest. Government never works towards your best interest. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. That's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the updates. Sign up for them. They only take you maybe a minute or two, and if you trust Yahoo with your information, then...
Then you're stupid. No, sorry.
Then you will trust the updates list, because it's a Yahoo group, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show. So log on at freetalklive.com. Hey, check that out. So, talking about all sorts of things in relation to your freedom tonight and drinking and ecstasy. We've been all over the place.
I gotta ask, where did that come from? What was that?
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of Yahoo, that's all.
If you know of a better groups service than
I your own.
I don't, unfortunately, but you know, as far as a large one like that, right. Yeah. But that's okay.
It serves
you
my
could just have free talk groups.
I could, but wouldn't that require me to learn
free
programming?
Groups. No. Just get
not
some,
at all. Just get a mail server.
Just get a mail server and run free groups.
Freegroups.com.
I run my own mail server, although I just found out today it was hacked. So,
I've
got to fix something with that. I logged on my computer today and my mail server was taking up 85% of my system resources. I'm like,
that's no good.
I'm not sending any mail right now, so maybe I am.
That means somebody's using you for spam, basically, right?
Maybe. So I turned it off. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be used for spam, so I'm just not going to be used for email right now.
So, let's move on. Hillary's in the news, and
Hillary and John Kerry together, as a matter of fact.
I don't know if we've ever really even talked about Hillary on this show. I mean, this isn't a conservative show. We don't get on here to attack her, necessarily. But
supposedly, it's posited that if Hillary Clinton were to run in 2008, she would be undefeatable, except by Condi.
Condi Rice?
This would be the only person capable of defeating Hillary.
Talk
can you
about
mighty Hillary.
Can you imagine that that election? It's just like, who do you vote for, Hillary Clinton or Condoleezza Rice?
I'm sorry, I don't think Hillary Clinton has any sort of formidable political power if Hillary were to run. No. I
maybe
know
one
plenty
of, them
of men who would never vote for her, ever.
Maybe one of them would have us see you next Tuesday in their campaign platform. Because don't we vote on Tuesday?
Yeah.
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 It'd basically be a battle of the see you next Tuesdays.
There you go.
That's
right.
True. Right.
That'd be great if that was just someone wasn't even thinking and that was how she ended her ads that aired the week before the election. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
All right. What is she doing? What's she up to?
Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, a possible White House candidate in 2008, joined John Kerry and other Democrats on Thursday in urging that Election Day be made a federal holiday in order to encourage voting. A lot of people are like, I don't vote because I can't get out of work. Well, first of all, yeah, you can. They have to let you out of work in order to go vote. But she wants it declared a federal holiday so that banks are closed and there's no mail and all those government employees can get out and vote.
You know, I'm against federal holidays, period.
Right.
Although I understand where she's coming from, and I don't have a problem with getting more people to go vote, although necessarily I think if you want to go vote bad enough, you'll go and vote.
Right.
I don't see this as something that's going to necessarily increase the voter turnout.
Everyone should have a purple thumb.
Okay. All right. So she also pushed for legislation that would allow ex-felons to vote. I don't know how you become an ex-felon. I don't know how you're just like, that crime, that stopped applying to me.
After you served your time.
No, I know that, but you still actually committed the act.
You're still a felon.
Yeah, you're still a felon. The felony's still on your record. But standing with Massachusetts Senator Kerry and other
that I agree with.
Really what you are is an ex-wanted felon.
Right, that's true. Let's see. Standing with John Kerry and other Democrats who had alleged voting irregularities in the 2004 election, she said, once again, we had a federal election that demonstrates that we have a long way to go. I think it's also necessary to make sure our elections meet the highest national standards. So what she wants to do is she wants to institute all kinds of changes to the way the voting system works. She's proposing a bill, along with other senators and things like that, that in addition to creating a federal holiday for voting, the bill would require paper receipts for votes, authorize $500 million to help states make the changes in voting systems and equipment so that they comply with the new regulations, allow ex-felons to vote. Currently, an estimated 4.7 million Americans are barred from voting because of their criminal record.
You know, I understand the idea of the let's give everybody a receipt kind of thing. But what the hell good's that going to do anyway? I mean, really, if you think about it, you go to vote, you cast a vote for Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian presidential candidate, or Penn and Teller in 2008.
Right.
You cast a vote for Penn and Teller, and then you come home at night and you discover that, gosh darn it, they lost. And the Republican, Jeb Bush or whatever, ended up getting elected. What are you going to do? Are you going to take your little receipt down to the voting
demand a refund?
Well, yeah. What are you going to do with that? Okay, find my vote. I want to verify that you vote. You know, you read my vote correctly. Well, it just seems like it's just a token measure designed to appease people who are concerned with the voting system and nothing more.
Honor seats so I can sell my vote.
It just seems like a token gesture. I mean, can you disagree?
No, I'm with you on that. I'm not exactly sure what it would accomplish.
It's just political posturing. That's all it is. Just to make it look like she's doing something.
But, yeah.
I agree with the felon thing, though.
I agree with that, too. I think if you're of voting age and registered to vote,
you should be able to vote.
You should be able to vote.
I think that if you are a murderer, you should be able to vote.
Okay, now, I can understand being able to vote if you're a murderer. However, I don't agree with murderers who are currently in prison being able to vote.
What about murdering someone while voting?
That's allowed.
Voting Day Massacre. 1-800-259-9231. He was angry because it's a federal holiday and he's a post office worker. I don't know. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all have busy lives and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott. You guys are great. I really appreciate Johnson, of course, coming in, filling in for Manwich tonight. Now, which is on his honeymoon. I haven't mentioned him since the beginning of the show because he's just so easily forgettable.
I wonder what he's doing right now. Probably trying to talk his way out of something that she wants to be doing.
Yeah, probably right.
You always know that I'm on the show when there's the weird rejoiners, you know, me trying to do my horrible impersonation of Bob Garrett there.
Well, he's a married man, and he's... I don't know. We shouldn't talk about it without him here. It's not fair. He's not here to defend himself.
Oh, man, he can't defend himself anyway. Have you ever tried to?
Never mind. That's why he's the second man on the show.
You're anyway, fired.
800-25. Isn't that now? You've got a new poll.
Yes,
up. Let's mention that. Let's mention your new poll.
I put a poll up on the BBS today on freetalklive.com, which you can check out. Just go to the website freetalklive.com. Click on BBS on the left, and.
It's in the show forum?
It's in the show forum. There's a poll where you can vote on which one of the third men on the show is your favorite, and the winner gets the winner gets an ice cream cone.
I was gonna put that up, but like I didn't know whether or not it was right. You know?
No, but what I did was I made it possible so you can vote for three people at once. So if you like all three of us equally, you can vote for all three of us. If you just like
that's because I wanted to do that.
Right, it's because Ian wanted to do it. If you just like Jason and I, well then you can just vote for Jason and I. But I made a fourth option. So the options are which one of the third men, which one of the weekly co-hosts is your favorite? Johnson, Jason, Scott, or Firemanwich. So that's what's up there right now. When I checked it this afternoon, Ian was the only one who had voted, but
Now we've got 33% going for Johnson, 33% for Scott, 22% for Jason, and 11% saying Firemanwich. However, there's only 9 people who have voted as of yet.
Right.
So you can go cast your vote if you'd like. But please, make sure you know who all of the individuals are before you vote. Make sure you've listened to a show with Johnson, a show with Scott, which you guys are both on now. But also make sure you've listened to a show with Jason on.
There's a show with each of us available on the archive section on the site right now.
At all times.
Because Johnson is on Mondays, Jason is on Wednesdays, I'm on every Friday, and then the last 2 weeks I've been here on Saturday as well.
You know, Manwich's one complaint about bringing the third man back is that it's going to confuse people, and I said, no, it's really not that difficult to understand. It's not hard to get a handle on who the hosts are.
No, it would be really confusing if there were like a four-man show. Then it would just be, you know, there would be too much talking and...
Yeah, exactly. Too much chatter going on. Nobody would be able to get a point across, and that would just be bad if there were four people in here at once.
Yeah, I agree with that. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, log on to freetalklive.com. Oh, and something else you posted on the BBS, something I wanted you to update us on. Tonight was you have created a Netflix account for yourself, Scott, and apparently now on Netflix you can create sub-accounts, right?
For example, let's say you've got a Netflix account where you can have 3 DVDs out at a time, but you want your kids to be able to pick their own movies.
Right, and not have them mixed in with your own queue, your rental list. Got
exactly.
It.
So you can allocate one of your 3 to this sub-account that you create, and the kids can put whatever they want in their queue, and you can put parental controls on it and everything like that.
So you've gone ahead and created an account for Free Talk Live listeners or random strangers
to log into. I also posted it in my weblog and also on my live journal. But
what's your first movie that you've gotten? That's what I want to know.
Surf Nazis Must Die.
Okay. You have to tell us about it next week. 800-259-9231 has been the number, but you can't use it now because we're out of here. Done as usual at 10 o'clock. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Scott.
We'll be back tonight, tomorrow night, though. Saturday night's edition. We're live here from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll be joined by a brand new affiliate. We'll announce that again tomorrow night. And Scott, you're going to be here filling in for Manwich.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...